Hey, listen, are you thinking about buying tickets to your favorite sports, concert, or theater event? Maybe you want to experience a basketball game courtside rather than on your couch. Maybe you go to a hockey game and you bang on the glass instead of your own TV in your own living room. Then head on over to FanExchange.com for a safe, easy, and reliable experience. Tickets purchased on FanExchange are always guaranteed. There's no getting to the gate and worrying about getting in. So whether it's NBA, Major League Baseball, WrestleMania, Coachella, maybe a Broadway musical, FanExchange will get you closer to the action. Find the very best seats at the best prices at FanExchange.com. Use the promo code Rome, and you'll get 50% off the service fees on your next purchase. Fan Exchange. We have tickets. That's Fan Exchange. An absolutely tremendous Wednesday to you. My name is Jim Rome. We have got an enormous program and a huge, huge day. And I will tell you why that is. Welcome to the jungle. Great to have you here. I am live in Southern California. I'm broadcasting from the Quicken Loans Studios. Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. I've got four guests today, and we've got a podcast Wednesday that I'll tell you about a little bit later on. This is a huge, huge show. If you know what you want to talk about, you want to hit me up right now. Telephone number, as you know, is 1-800-636-8686. Call now because we are loading up early and often. Hit me up on Twitter at Jim Rome. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. In terms of our guests, coming up in about 15 minutes, I've got the general manager of the New Orleans Pelicans, Dell Demps. Top of hour number two, in studio, a Pac-12 Network college football analyst, good friend of the program, Yogi Roth. We'll talk about the NFL draft with him. We're less than 24 hours away. And by the way, the draft cannot come soon enough. At this point, every single year, I'm always ready for the draft, but never more so than this year. Let's get to this thing already. Also, in hour number three, Oklahoma Sooners head football coach, Lincoln Riley. Podcast Wednesday, Hall of Fame jockey Mike Smith joins me in studio. It is Derby season. He's going to have the Kentucky Derby favorite, arguably. So Mike Smith and I will talk horse racing a little bit later on for Podcast Wednesday, episode 34. You want to look for that? I am efforting a guest off the top of the program. Now, you know if I'm going to break format and go to a guest at the very top of the show, you know it's a big-time guest. I would never, ever do that outside of Super Bowl week. Keep that in mind. So, telephone number is toll-free, 1-800-636-8686. The draft is tomorrow. Lots to cover right there. And we've got the NBA playoffs and the NHL playoffs. Speaking of the NBA playoffs, hey, let me start this thought with you. Philadelphia, can I get this out of the way right now? Last night was epic for Philadelphia. And by the way, I tweeted this last night. If you still want to guess who my guest is going to be at the top of the program, go ahead and get your guests in right now. As for the 76ers, got to get this out of the way. Last night was truly epic. A legendary night. A night that people have dreamed of for so long and for so many reasons in Philadelphia. Why don't we start with the fact that Meek Mill was in the house and ringing the bell pregame.
Ringing tonight's bell. Welcome home, Meek Mill, supported by managing owner Josh Harris, owner Michael Rubin, and Philly's own Kevin Hart. What's up? Give it up for Meek Mill and welcome home.
Let me tell you something. You have that moment to start that game. There's no way Philadelphia's losing. That series was over right then and there. But you know Miami was not going to roll over and go quietly, because Miami doesn't do quiet. They do tough. They do physical. And they grind. And they did all of that last night, slowing everything down and then mucking it all up. 46-46 at halftime. That's Heat basketball. They're looking to ugly it up any way they can. And they did. As I mentioned, let me just say this. If I am breaking format and I am junking the show open and I'm going to a guest right off the top, you know it's something significant and you know it's something dramatic, and this is both those things. We are joined in the opening segment by the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. He is entering his sixth season with Kansas City. 183 career wins, second most among active coaches, a recipient of the Fritz Pollard Alliance Game Ball Award. The Chiefs have the first pick in this year's draft, as the 22nd pick overall in the second round. That's their first pick. And they open up against the LA Chargers September 9th, 4:05 p.m. Eastern on CBS. Andy Reid is my guest. Andy, good morning. It is great to have you back in the jungle. How are you?
Hey, it's great to be back, Jim. I'm doing great. Thank you.
My man, great to have you back. All right, so Andy, we're 24 hours away from the draft. So at that moment, as I mentioned, you don't have a first pick in the first round, but with the moves you've already made this offseason, how do you approach the draft? Specifically, the age-old question, are you going to address need or are you going to focus on best available?
You know what, Jim? Brett Veach, our new general manager, has done a great job of setting this offseason up where with the acquisitions that he's brought in to where we really can go in and say, listen, we're going to take the best player. You know, people say that you're going to do that, but you end up kind of blending it and working through it and coming up with somebody that kind of fits a need but also works in to being the best guy on the board. This here in the second round, picking as late as we are, then it truly does come down to the best player. But like I said, Brett's done a great job of setting this thing up where we can do that.
That voice belongs to Andy Reid. He's the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. Andy, I had Patrick Mahomes on the show before the Super Bowl. I got to tell you, it's almost impossible not to be impressed, even just speaking with him. What did you see from him in Week 17 that made you feel like he was ready to be a full-time starter?
I tell you, that was a pretty neat experience. So, Alex Smith, first of all, is all class and tremendous. We loved him here. And the things that he did building the foundation for this organization will not go unnoticed. And then the opportunity that Patrick had to work with him is priceless. So, but Patrick comes in for that game that we have actually an opportunity to see what he can do. And Mike Kafka, who's now his coach, I got to see what he could do. And I actually worked with him as Brad Childress, Matt Nagy, and Alex worked on our playoff opponent and tried to get a jump on that. So I was able firsthand to see how Patrick did. He handled it so well. He wasn't afraid to speak his opinion. And if there was something in the game plan that he was lukewarm on, by the time we got to game time, he said, you know, we stayed away from that. And then if there were things he wanted to add during the week, we allowed him to do that and put his input and personality into this thing a little bit. And he came out against really Denver's number ones. They played their guys, and those are some competitive dudes up there, man. They wanted to kind of put a crunch on this kid, knowing that he might be the future. And he came out and did a heck of a job, very very poised, and led us on to victory. Took us through a 2-minute drill there, and it was like clockwork. So we were real happy with how he handled things.
Andy Reid joining me right off the very top of the program. So when you look at what you have in Mahomes, and then you've got Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, Sammy Watkins, Kareem Hunt, a host of other running backs, Andy, how excited are you about the potential of the offense top to bottom?
Well, they're good, but I told Pepe this at Javier's. I need to get Miguel up here to play a little quarterback for me. I need a backup quarterback, and he does
incredible.
A great job with his dad. But I think we're okay on offense. I think we have an opportunity here to roll. Again, you add Sammy into the mix here, and he's such an explosive player. And we've got Tyreek. I can go right down the list for you. Conley, who really was coming on last year, got hurt. But he's back healthy, and we have Dat Thomas here. You know, the Mamba. He's a good one from Oregon, a local kid there from Los Angeles, and then you had Kelce, and who's one of the best in the business at what he does, and we had the leading rusher coming back with Kareem Hunt. So and Spencer Ware, who had been our leading rusher the year before, he's coming back off injury. So, listen, we have a chance to be okay. We've got a lot of hard work ahead of us to make sure everybody knows what the heck they're doing. But for right now, we've got a pretty good picture here to look forward to.
We're talking Chiefs football with Andy Reid. I'm so glad you mentioned Javier's. I have to admit something to you, Andy, in full disclosure. When you and I ran into each other recently at Javier's, when you left, I thought it was a great moment. Maybe not for you, but it was a great moment for me. But when you left, my 17-year-old son, Jake, said to me, Andy, quote, "Dad, I don't know if I have ever seen you so happy to see anybody before." And my response to him was, "Son, I'm not sure I ever have been so happy as I am to see anybody as I was Andy Reid at Javier's." Have you been there before, and what do you think of the restaurant?
You know, I have. I've been there a couple times. I love the place. I mean, I love it. And you said it. There, you always see people in there that you don't expect to see. I was as excited to see you as you were me. So, I mean, it's we haven't talked in a long time. And we used to talk all the time. And and for no reason other than I moved back to Kansas City here, and it was kind of a new start. But it was great to see you, and your family's phenomenal. I mean, you had a load there. Now people don't realize that that was a long table you had. You have a beautiful wife in Janet. Your son, he was beaming, man. 17 years old. It doesn't get any better. Living in California, eating at Javier's, 17-year birthday, and I mean, come on, how much better does it get?
Preach, Coach. It doesn't get any better. And then I run into you. That was a highlight. That was an amazing night. I really appreciate you saying all those things. You know, before I let you go, I want to ask you about a couple of guys. You mentioned Kelsey. I've got to ask you about your tight ends coach, Tom Melvin. Now, he coached at my alma mater, UC Santa Barbara, and he called it some of the best years of his entire life. Understand, UC Santa Barbara had a club football team. Understand, UC Santa Barbara now has no football team and hasn't had one for a long time. And the fact that this guy worked there and has had the career that he's had is amazing to me. Can you tell me that you hired him based on the stellar work that he did at UC Santa Barbara? And how back do you go? How far back do you go with Tom Melvin?
Let me just tell you something, Jim. There's no prettier campus, and I went to a pretty good one at BYU, but there's no prettier campus in the world than UC Santa Barbara.
Man.
It is number one. I've been to about every major campus in the United States, having recruited all these different places, and it's unbelievable. He met his wife there. Tom played for me at San Francisco State. How about that one? So
right.
We go way back, and that was when I was fresh out of college. I mean, I was just a couple years older than him, and I was coaching him, and then he's been with me. We went together to Northern Arizona. We went together in Philadelphia and then here. And so he's had a great coaching career.
Andy, listen, you have had an amazing coaching tree around the league. The total 7 former assistants who are now head coaches and another Super Bowl winning head coach in Doug Peterson. I know you're not looking to take credit, but how much pride do you take in the fact when you see guys like Doug, John Harbaugh, Ron Rivera, and the list goes on, having the success they're having around the NFL?
Yeah, and how about Brad Childress just getting hired today by the Atlanta team? I mean, it's ridiculous. It's unbelievable. I'm proud as heck of those guys. And you always say it, you know, you surround yourself with smart, good people, and normally good things happen. And these guys worked hard. They deserve the opportunity. I've got a couple more guys on this staff. Eric Bieniemy is going to be another one coming up here and down the road. So, I mean, these are guys that are just they're phenomenal. I mean, they've done a phenomenal job, and I've been very fortunate to be able to work with these guys.
Last thought, I'm glad you brought him up. I was going to ask you about Bieniemy because I loved talking to him when he was a player. Man, he had this fire, he had this edge, he had this grit. What are you expecting to see from him as your offensive coordinator?
Well, you said it. I mean, he brings it every day. And he's very, very intelligent. And yet he brings a little bit of that L.A. city with him, and I like that. He's another city kid, so I love that he brings that with him. It took him 5 downs to beat us when I was coaching at Missouri, but other than that, I don't hold anything against him. He's done a phenomenal job for me as a running back coach, and I felt so comfortable just moving him right in as a coordinator. And just with his knowledge of the pass game, all the protections, the run game, he's got the whole package, and he's a great leader. And so what do those great leaders do? They make everybody around him a little bit better, and he has that ability.
Well, you're an L.A. City kid who's done pretty well yourself. Chiefs open up against the Chargers September 9th on CBS. Andy Reid coming home. Andy, I can't say how happy I am to get caught up with you, to see you at Javier's, but to spend time with you on the show once again. It is just awesome to have you back. Thanks for making time, especially right before the draft, and so good to get caught up with you.
All right, Jim, man, you're the best. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you so much, Andy. You are the best. Andy freaking Reid. And if it seems like I'm happy about that, it's because I'm really freaking happy about that. That was just awesome. Andy Reid. And as I mentioned at the very top, we don't break format. We don't junk the show open to get to just anybody. In fact, maybe only Andy Reid. My man was shot out of a cannon. Right before the draft, no less. All right, so how many of you last night, when I tweeted that, how many of you guessed Andy Reid? There were a lot of responses. Telephone number is toll-free, 1-800-636-8686. I'll take your thoughts on that. You tell me Javier's is not the legendary place, right? He loves it. Coming up next, Dell Demps. The Pelicans look awfully tough. He's their GM. Listen, I know there are plenty of you out there that did not have the best of nights. How do I know that? Because you didn't sleep well. In fact, I know a lot of people that don't sleep well right now. And why didn't you sleep well? Maybe it's stress, or maybe it's because the person next to you snores. Maybe it's because you snore. Well, I've got a solution. The revolutionary Zipa. Zipa is a game changer. If you snore, you are not sleeping. If you are not sleeping, you are not succeeding. If you want success, you've got to sleep well. You've got to be at your best. Zipa is the solution that will help you get the sleep that you need so you feel great in the morning. Zipa, the only snoring solution of its kind. If you snore, you need to get a Zipa. I want you to go to ZYPPAH.com. It's easy to remember because Zipa is spelled Happy Z, backwards. Happy Z spelled backwards, Zipa. Go to Zipa.com right now. Get a Zipa. Tell everybody you know who needs one to get a Zipa. Remember, Z-Y-P-P-A-H, Z-Y-P-P-A-H, Zipa. Get the great night of sleep that you need and deserve. Get yourself a Zipa.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Welcome back, Jim Rome with you. As I mentioned, this is a huge day in the jungle. Big, big day. Hour number one. Already. Just crazy. Started the show, broke format in the open, went right to Andy Reid, the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, right before the NFL draft. We're in the NBA playoffs. I'm joined right now by the general manager of the New Orleans Pelicans. He was named GM in New Orleans in July of 2010. He spent five seasons in the Spurs organization. He is a Big West Conference legend. New Orleans swept right through Portland in the first round. Game one of their next series is at Golden State on Saturday. Dell Demps is my guest. Dell, it's so good to have you back. How are you?
Good to be back. I'm a clone at heart, so I'm glad to be back here. Thanks for having me.
My man, Dell, it is so good to hear your voice. Look at you and look at your team. Now, you know you're going to face Golden State in the first round, but take me back to the first, or in the second round, take me back to the first round against Portland. You had a really good Blazers team to match up with, a couple of stars in Damian Lillard, CJ McCollum, and yet you dominate that series. What did you make of the plan that Alvin Gentry and his staff drew up and the way you guys went out there and then executed it?
Yeah, you know, even though we won four games, those first two games could have went either way. And our staff did a good job with the game plan and our players executing it. And, you know, it was a make-or-miss league. You know, we made some shots, but, you know, the Blazers, those first two games were tough, especially playing in Portland in that environment. But I was happy our guys were able to pull it out. And, you know, now we're looking forward to playing against the Warriors. Like, you know, they're defending champs. So, our hands are going to be full. But we're looking forward to the challenge.
It's a great opportunity. Dell Demps joining us. Anthony Davis has already had an amazing career, but he had talked about how none of this really matters unless he has success in the playoffs. Then he goes out and he averages 33, 12, three blocks and two steals per game. How pleased were you for him on a personal level to see him show up and dominate the way he did on that stage?
You know, it was awesome, I got to say, because, you know, watching him come in here as a 19-year-old and watching him just grow right in front of our eyes. I watched every game he's played since he's been in New Orleans, and watching him grow has been the fun part. It's been really fun to watch. And, you know, when he came to the league, you know, he's one of the younger guys, and now he's a veteran guy and he's a leader. And one of the great things about his leadership is, you know, a lot of it is based on, you know, things he says to his teammates, but it's also, you know, he leads by example. And one of the great parts of him is, like, there's times when he has to take over games, and there's times when he sees his teammates have it going. He's okay with that. And that's a great part about his leadership. I mean, you know, Drew had a big game too. And in a locker room after the game, I thought he was more happy for Drew than Drew was happy. You know, he was so excited. And that's just him, because he's a great person, comes from a great family, and he's about winning.
We're talking to Dell Demps, Pelicans GM. I'm glad you mentioned Drew. You know, for those who have not paid attention to your team, it was kind of interesting to see people wake up to Drew Holiday and what a special player he is. You invested heavily in him last summer, and then he comes back, he pays it off, 28.7 assists per game while guarding Dame and CJ. Look, Dell, you're not this kind of guy, but when you see Holiday show up like that, is there any part of you that wants to say, you see, this is what I told you what was going to happen. This is why we invested in this guy.
You know, he comes from a great family. And in the thing that happened to him, like, you know, he had a leg injury that kept him out of training camp 2 years in a row. And then he had a family issue that kept him out of training camp the third year. And we've always felt like his best basketball was in front of him. We just believe that you know, watching him, like a lot of times he was just showing up playing in games. And his preparation, you know, his work ethic before the game is unbelievable. And we're thrilled to be getting the fruits from all this right now. But we saw this in him, and we're excited. He's a great person with a great family, with a great wife. I'm glad she's doing well, and we're excited to see him playing this type of basketball.
We're talking Pelicans basketball. They take on Golden State in the next round. I think, Dale, to truly appreciate this, though, I think you got to go back to January when Boogie Cousins tore his Achilles. The thought outside the locker room at that time was, there goes the season. There's no way these guys go to the playoffs, and the changes may, in fact, take place at the end of the season. What do you remember thinking and feeling when the big man went down?
You know, we were rolling at the time. You know, we were the fourth seed when it happened. We were having a really good season. We had just beat Houston on national TV. And, you know, that was probably our biggest win of the season at that time. And the locker room was just gloom afterward, you know, because everyone knew that, you know, DeMarcus was going to be out. I mean, if you'd have walked in that locker room after that big win and saw, you'd have thought we lost by 20. And, you know, I got to give our coaching staff a lot of credit. You know, we lost 5 or 6 right after the injury. We sat down as a group and we basically decided we have to, you know, plays that we ran when DeMarcus was here just weren't working when he wasn't on the floor, because he was such a big part of what we were doing. So we changed, and that's hard to do during the season. And we changed, and you got to give the coaching staff credit for doing it. Alvin and his group did a phenomenal job. And then the players have to execute it, and we had to do it on the fly. And then I think we won 10 in a row after that. And so, you know, I give those guys a lot of credit for, you know, recognizing it, willing it to come with change, which is difficult to do during the middle of the season, and then executing it was a big part for our season.
You know, it seems to me also that not only do you have to do it on the fly, but you've got to do it in an absolutely brutal Western Conference playoff race, and you're able to do that. Also, you acquire Nikola Mirotić from the Bulls, who is an absolute nightmare, Dale, for the Blazers. What has he meant to the team on both ends of the floor?
You know, Nico, he's been phenomenal for us. And, you know, some people think of him as just a shooter. We think of him as a good basketball player. You know, he can make shots, and that's what you see on the highlights. But his defense, his rebounding, his competitive spirit, and then he walks in every day with his huge smile on his face. But the guy competes, and that's the thing that we like about him, is that he's a team guy that competes. And the players, you know, it's hard to come in mid-season and have the acceptance from your teammates, but he's earned that, and they see it because he goes out and competes and he plays hard and he'll get on the ground, he'll get the tough rebounds, and like I said, he's been really good for our group.
Hey, listen, Dale, you're not going to make it about you. I know you well enough to know that, but I'll make it about you for 1 minute. You've been with this team through some really challenging times. The work is not done yet this year. I understand that, but what's it mean to you personally to be in the spot where you are right now and to see all that hard work pay off?
You know, I think it starts with our ownership group. And, you know, obviously Mr. B just passed away, and, you know, we're really sad. Mrs. B has taken over, and she's been phenomenal. And, you know, we have, you know, with Mickey Loomis and Dennis Lausch as our team president and executive president, they've been great. They've been patient. They've understand what we've gone through. And you don't see that in professional sports all the time. And I've been fortunate. I've been lucky. They gave us an opportunity, and, you know, to be where we are right now. We're happy, but yet we know we still have work to do.
Huge challenge and a huge opportunity in going up against Golden State. As you look at the next round, what kind of thoughts do you have going into the series?
Well, they're defending champs, and, you know, we know playing in their building is going to be tough. And, you know, the thing I'll say is that, you know, we'll be prepared. We're going to get ready for them. But like I said, they're defending champs, and we're going to go in there. And, you know, we have a confident group. You know, we're not overconfident. I think we have the right amount of fear, but at the same time, we have the confidence as well.
Listen, they might be without Steph Curry for some time. And while I know that you would never say they're vulnerable, is there any part of you that looks at the way your team played in the first round and thinks, hey, if we play like that, we can beat anybody in this league?
You know, We feel that way, we do. But we also understand that, you know, this is a big mountain that we're about to climb. But we're embracing that challenge as a group. That's what we're doing. We're embracing it. You know, sometimes, you know, you're happy to be here. I think we're happy for the challenge. And we're happy to see where we stand. And, you know, we know that we're not a finished product, and we're going to continue to grow. But we're just looking forward to this opportunity because we see it as an opportunity.
Get a few days to get ready for it, too. Game one is Saturday night, New Orleans at Golden State. He has spent 5 seasons with San Antonio, named GM in New Orleans back in July of 2010, and a living Big West Conference legend. Dell, it's so good to have you back. Thank you very much. Great talking to you, and good luck.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jim. Continue the great work, man. Sustain success. That's what I'm. One day when I grow up, I want to be like you. Just be around forever, man.
You can stop that whenever you want. Thanks, Dell. Good looking out. Really good to have you on. Thanks so much. I always say it. We were in the Big West at the same time. My man could straight ball. He used to kill us at UC Santa Barbara. He was awesome. Dell Demps. And he's had a great run. He was GM named GM in July of 2010 with New Orleans. And now all of it's paying off. Look at the way they're playing. They are tough. Tough. So, round two. New Orleans at Golden State starting Saturday. Like I said, I told you at the top of the hour that this was going to be an enormous day. And look at the way we start off. Andy Reid in the first segment. The GM of the Pelicans, Dell Demps, in segment number two. I've got Yogi Roth coming in studio for the top of hour number two to talk NFL draft. I'm telling you, I feel this way every single year when the draft rolls around. By the time it gets here, it's like, man, enough already. Can we finally get this thing done? But never more so than right now. Can we get to the draft already? We will tomorrow. Lincoln Riley in the third hour. Take a short time out. When we come back, I have an open segment for you. Go anywhere you want with it. I want to talk about the Sixers and more. Time now for a sports update. Here it is on a
Live from Southern California. This is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Wednesday, as you know, is an ATP day. Ask the Pros, where you get to ask me a question, and it's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You want to go to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros, submit a question there, and you want to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Tremendous Wednesday. I knew today would be huge. And no lie, I mean, I'm hyped. I'm geeked. First half hour of the program could not have gone any better. I busted the format wide open and would only do that for a certain person. Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid right off the top. He had not been in the jungle in quite some time. I want to reset that in a minute. The Pelicans, man, they look tough. They dismantled a very good Blazers team and they advanced to the second round. Dell Demps is a Big West Conference legend. You never forget where you're from. You have to know your roots. I came out of the Big West. Not as a baller, but I came out of the Big West. I went to UC Santa Barbara. He went to the University of Pacific. The guy was a killer back then. So I'm happy to see him having the success that he's having. And great reaction to Andy Reid. Nate in Appleton tweets, man, what a great interview. Insightful, humble, and funny. Andy Reid is an awesome dude. Man, he is too. He is. Chris and KC tweets, now that was worthy of the hype and the format derailment. Hashtag Chiefs Kingdom. Jamie Kitchen tweets, Coach Reed said, if you surround yourself with smart people, good things will happen. You're screwed with Adam Hawk, dude. Hawk's my EP. Yeah, maybe. Denlesks on Twitter, the identity of the mystery guest is still a mystery to me. Signed, the Sparrow. That's got to hurt, Hawk. You know who Andy Reid is, right? Don't act like that's... Of course I do. You didn't know who Larry Holmes was. ShocksRock17 tweets, Big Red is awesome. Wonder if he's rocking the Hawaiian shirt today. Wore Tommy Bahama and Kansas City Barbecue. Even on email, Snaglio, thanks for ruining my scheduled 3 p.m. Eastern time car nap with a great interview with Andy Reid. Man, Rome, I am fired up for some football, and it's April. Justin in C-Town, CFO Car Nap Nation. And one more, Rome, geez, it's not often that you break format for a first segment interview, but it's also not every day that you can track down a grown man who destroyed a bunch of 10-year-olds in a couple of football drills. Awesome. Signed, Nick in the Land of the Norsemen. Wore Andy Reid swatting elementary kids' layups in the 30th row of the bleachers. He's talking about that punt, pass, and kick competition. When Andy Reid, they spelled his name wrong. They had his name wrong on the back of his uniform. a Rams gamer. He was a mountain of a kid. He towered everybody. In the meantime, if you're joining us late, we did just have him on. And it all goes back to the encounter I had with him recently at Javier's. If you're new to the program, Javier's is this amazing Mexican restaurant in Orange County, in Los Angeles, in Mexico, in Vegas, in L.A. Javier's incredible. In fact, you know it's going to be a good day and a good interview when I ask Andy Reid about his offense and it turns into a response about Javier's. How excited are you about the potential of the offense top to bottom?
Well, they're good, but I told Pepe this at Javier's. I need to get Miguel up here to play a little quarterback for me. Backup. I need a backup quarterback, and
incredible.
He does a great job with his dad. I think we're okay on offense.
All right, so he takes a question about his offense and turns it into a response about Javier's. So probably you're thinking, Rome, yeah, we get it, man. Enough. Enough about you and Javier's. I said, pick me up, coach. Back me up on this, coach. What about Javier's? Does it not live up to the hype every single time?
You know, I have. I've been there a couple times. I love the place. I mean, I love it. And you said it. There, you always see people in there that you don't expect to see. I was as excited to see you as you were me. So, I mean, it's we haven't talked in a long time. And we used to talk all the time. And for no reason other than I moved back to Kansas City here. And it was kind of a new start. But it was great to see you. And your family's phenomenal. I mean, you had a load there now. People don't realize that that was a long table you had. You have a beautiful wife and Janet. Your son, he was beaming, man, 17 years old. It doesn't get any better. Living in California, eating at Javier's, 17-year birthday, and, I mean, come on. How much better does it get?
God, this guy's amazing, isn't he? He's so right. 17 years old, eating at Javier's, living in California. It does not, having me as a dad, it does not get any better than that, right? I'm going to remind that both my kids when I get home. So, obviously, Andy Reid is doing the best interview ever, and I'm feeling pretty good about me, so I'm like, why not? I think I'll roll the dice. Hit him up on the assistant coach that he poached from Santa Barbara. Well, not exactly directly, but a coach that had Santa Barbara ties.
Let me just tell you something, Jim. There's no prettier campus, and I went to a pretty good one at BYU, but there's no prettier campus in the world than UC Santa Barbara.
Man.
It is number one. I've been to about every major campus in the United States.
Let me tell you something. The only reason that I didn't go Dirk Nowitzki and just shut it down and go home, the only reason I didn't walk off on that conversation is because I had a Big West legend in Dell Demps coming up next and Yogi Roth in studio. Otherwise, I'm gone, man. I'm done. I've done my job. I'm all good. Andy Reid, the prodigal son makes his return to the jungle.
All right, Jim, man, you're the best. Appreciate you.
I think I appreciate that very much. That was his signature sign-off. Chiefs fans, you've got karma coming out your ears and your backside. And they don't even need a pick in the first round. That draft is so good in the second and third rounds. And when you look at the offseason they've had and the quarterback they have right now and all the weapons he has to use and all that karma with the big man coming back into the jungle, NFL season can't get here soon enough. Let's go to the phones. Albuquerque, Rex. Whenever I see this guy, I wonder if he's going to the well one time too many. But then he shows up and he gets it done. He's a volume shooter, but there is quality. Let's see if he can do it again. Rex in the ABQ. What's going on, Rex? How are you?
I'm great, Jim. You know, I went to Javier's in Las Vegas a couple of years ago, and it was great. Started out with a Patron margarita, then had some chips and guac made tableside. The only issue I had was with the lobster enchiladas. Those went through me like cheese through a goose.
Like I said, Rex, you call way too often. You call way too often, bro. You know, I know that's not true, Rex. Because I get that. That's my go-to order. The lobster enchiladas. They have never gone through me. They've never gone through me like a goose. Like cheese through a goose. I mean, come on, man. Rex. Rex, you got this thing working right now. Ask yourself who you want to be. Ask yourself what you want to be. Do you want to be somebody who calls this show, who makes a difference to the program, and is actually a factor come smack-off season? Or do you want to be that guy who does that? takes the plane into the side of the mountain and gets run every single time. Look in the mirror, ask yourself the question, what do you want to be? Who do you want to be? Who am I? And then if you're having trouble answering that question, let me help you. You don't want to be that guy. Don't be that guy, Rex. Man, you've got game, you've got upside, you've got potential. And most of all, Rex, don't ruin a perfect hour in the jungle. Don't bring me down. On a day like today, pretty much nothing can, given the start that we had, but don't try. Nothing can, but don't even try. Don't waste my time. So what do you do if you're me? Well, you, of course, chase a Rex call with a Matt in L.A. call. Matt, at least, will try. Let's find out. Matt, good morning. What's up? How are you?
Rome. Hey, man. I think we got to get old Rex to like a gastrointestinal specialist or something, because everything dude ordered seems to give him the Cleveland Browns treatment, bro. But speaking of the Browns, man, I think they got to go straight up Barkley with the number one. And the number four, you got to get either Chubb or Nelson. You got to build that line, man. Don't fall for the fool's gold of the quarterbacks. You can get Mason Rudolph in the second round to back up Tyrod Taylor. That's all I got, Jim. War, Andy Reid, triumphant return to the jungle. Unwar cats hating on Irate Craig. Play on, player.
Outro. All right, Matt. I'll tag your call for you. Boy, that was a pretty smooth segue. A Cleveland Brown setup. Anyway, what do you do if you're the Browns? You've got the first pick, you've got the fourth pick, you've got some quarterbacks, and you've got a franchise running back in Saquon Barkley. Do you use the first pick? Would you burn the first pick on a running back? Except he's not just any running back, right? Might be the best running back we've seen in 10 years, maybe 20 years. This guy's unbelievable. But a running back nonetheless. Can you justify using the first pick on a running back, even if it's that running back? An email quickly. Dear Dallas, Texas, it's 2018, NFL Draft Eve. We can't wait to see you tomorrow. Regards, adults in jerseys, adults with face paint, adults making their child get an autograph and then keeping it for themselves, public intoxication, and staged reaction videos to a bad pick. Signed, Geoff and Lincoln. War Alvey's Mitchell Trubisky draft reaction montage from the last draft, perfectly representing my commute to work today. Alvey, do you have that handy?
With the second pick in the 2017 NFL draft, the Chicago Bears select Mitchell Trubisky.
Oh my God, no! No!
Mitchell Trubisky. Mitchell Trubisky.
No way! No way!
Hey, way to maintain perspective. At least it doesn't mean or matter too much to you. Trust me, Alvin will have a montage like that tomorrow. There'll be somebody who goes where the fans don't want them to go, and you'll have more of that. Fake, over the top, look at me, viral, alleged viral reaction. There'll be more of that. And Alvin will be there to document the entire thing. We're talking draft next segment. One more email. Romeo, the Browns aren't going anywhere until Truck Stop Jimmy sells the team and goes back to Rocky Top and takes his ugly ass uniforms with him. This guy doesn't have the Midas touch. He has the fecal touch. Signed, Marty in the Land. Unwarm mothers who bring their purple-tinted, spiky-haired, little 8-year-old freaks to an old man's barbershop. Look, Mom, take your trendoid spawn to your own stylist and stay the hell out of my world. Hey, man, the kid's got to get a trim. Purple, blue, yellow. The kid's got to tighten up his lettuce. Come on now, Marty. Man, stop talking about fecal matter. Just grow the hell up. Third graders, grow up. I'm trying to do a talk show here. I love also, and this is why the draft cannot come soon enough. If I see one more report about how the Browns, suddenly the Browns aren't sure about Sam Darnold. Like somehow they flip-flopped overnight. Or like this whole notion that they still don't know. There's a lot of internal discussion. They haven't made up their mind yet. I mean, you're seriously going to tell me that the Browns don't know what they're going to do with that first pick if they keep that first pick? That they're still trying to decide what to do? There's still internal discussion? That we're 24 hours away and they really don't know what they're going to do? This is why the draft cannot come soon enough, because there's so much garbage information floating around. Trust me, they know what they're going to do. Old G tweets, give Rex in the ABQ a golden ticket. Hey, G, how can I justify giving him a golden ticket when he got run? It's kind of counterintuitive, isn't it? I'm sending a mixed message. Hey, Alvin, we can't allow that. That's irresponsible. Ring him up. Oh, by the way, Rex, great call. Here's an invite to the most important day of the year. It can't be both those things. And Daniel Wheatley tweets, quote, like cheese through a goose, is right up there with Nixon cuts of a blade.
Without the Nixon cuts of a blade.
They both have that kind of wooden, laconic delivery, don't they? It's like cheese through a goose.
Without the Nixon cuts of a blade.
Like cheese through a goose. I mean, these guys might be the same guy. When we return, we get into the draft. We're now about 24 hours out. Yogi Roth is a Pac-12 network analyst and a good friend of the program. He joins me right here in studio. Sooners head football coach Lincoln Riley in hour number 3. You're in the jungle. I am Jim Rome. Do not go anywhere.